Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belong to him this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under your mighty hand today, just thanking you and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind up every technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father, for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, precious Father, for salvation to go forth. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And we're also going to be looking at Romans 8, verse 28. And the word of God reads in Jeremiah 29, 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Romans 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Believers in Christ, just for these next few minutes, I want to talk about you are destined and designed for greatness. You are destined and designed for greatness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, destiny means to decree beforehand, to set apart for a special purpose. Greatness refers to knowing your purpose in life and sowing into the lives of others. Child of God, you were set apart, special purpose in 2022 in your life, and then use that life to bless others. That is what God has destined for you, for greatness. Beloved, there is a dream inside of you that is bigger than you, that is really the real you, that is the destiny for greatness that God has deposited in your life. Child of God, God has deposited a gift in you. And in order to excel, you need to take the gift inside of you and learn to maximize it. As a born-again believer of Christ, when we gave our life to the Lord, he filled us with his Holy Spirit. He allowed us and gave us his Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct our path. Each and every believer of Christ at the time of salvation was given a gift to work with that God has preordained in your life to bring glory to him. Here in the Word of God, in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." You are destined and designed for greatness. So, beloved, learn to reject rejection and look at what God is and God has blessed you with to use for his glory. And do not compare yourself one to another. We are not in this, we are not in God's kingdom to compete against one another. No, we're in God's kingdom to uplift his name and to go beyond the confinement of four walls of a building into the highways and the byways to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we as born again believers need to understand that God have called us for such a time as this. So stop making excuses, because excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. Beloved, excuses causes you to cover up. So it's time to wake up. Stop making excuses in 2022 on a spiritual basis as well as a physical basis. So believer in Christ, in order to move forward into your greatness that God has destined for you, you must learn how to say goodbye to yesterday's tragedy and yesterday's baggage. Believer in Christ, you are destined and designed for greatness. If you want to know your destiny spiritually, you must first agree that only God knows about your future and what your life will be. That's why we have to look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Remember, only God knows what is in store for the future, for our future. Bible says that in the book of Mark, 8 chapter, verse 36, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Also in Matthew 8, verse 37, "Or what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul?" Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to really look at this hour where we are on a spiritual basis. But what shall it profit a man or a woman if he or she shall gain the whole world and lose his or her soul? Or what shall a man or a woman give in exchange for their soul? Yes, it's something to really consider, to think about. Sure, we are still in a pandemic. Sure, in 2022, it's a year of uncertainty. It's a year of changes. But we, as God's children, must understand that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's power in the Holy Ghost. Those that are led by God's Holy Spirit are sons and daughters of the Most High God. So, beloved, if only God knows your future, that means it is only by God's power that your life can be changed. So we must put our hand in the Master's hand and let him lead us, guide us in the total truth. Because a changed life now results in a determined destiny. People of God, for a person to become a Christian and to recognize the saving power of Jesus, it means that there is a complete surrendering on our part. You surrender who you are. And beloved, gospel transformation both will create and causes obedience from the heart. See, the gospel work from the inside out here in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Here the Apostle Paul is giving the Romans encouragement and letting them know to not be conformed to this world. Not being conformed to the world way of thinking, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because the battle for our life, whether physical or spiritual, it happens in the mind, in the soul of men, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Beloved, you are destined and designed for greatness. Child of God, recognize that Jesus is the only one who can save you and set you free. Bible says here in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other name, Jesus, which is in any other name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved, sanctified on our way to heaven, where it says that narrow is the gate that leads. Narrow is the gate that leads to life, and wide and broad is the way that leads to death. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to get in a hurry, because we know that time is wrapping up. Time is not like it once was. Oh no. Time is once it's gone, we cannot get it again. So beloved, as a follower of Christ, remember you are a brand new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Here the word says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The believer in Christ, God have given each one of us a gift, a talent, skills, and abilities in order to reach our full potential in our walk with him. God have created you to be destined and designed for greatness. So believer in Christ, do things that will make you look profitable, productive, child of God, because when you are blessed, you can also bless others along the way. God can use you as a vessel, as a channel of his great favor. So stop being mediocre, because you are designed and destined for greatness. Beloved, the people of God ought to expect great things from God, and we should attempt great things for him. Yes, believer in Christ, you are designed for greatness. Child of God, when God created you, he placed great determination in your life. Yes, beloved, the people of God ought to expect great things from God. And we should attempt great things for God. Yes, believer in Christ, you are destined. You are designed for greatness. Hallelujah. Hear, child of God, when God created you, he placed seeds of greatness in you. Here in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified, set thee apart, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. People of God, God have placed seeds of greatness in the prophet Jeremiah, even before he was born. God already knew the potential in Jeremiah to become the man that God had created for him to be. You see, the word that God spoken to Jeremiah, germinated and brought the seeds of greatness in Jeremiah's life, and then also in his action. Word of God let us know in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of things and contents, intents of the heart. To tell about what I got, it is impossible. But a seed of greatness placed in you by God can be discovered and activated. Yes, my brothers and sisters, in Christ, these seeds has the potential to sprout, to grow, and to produce all fruits in our lives. Here the prophet Jeremiah reminds us in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts, I know the plan that I have. I know the plans that I have for thee, declares the Lord, plans to prosper, plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Hallelujah. Imagine, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as image bearers of God. God has descended. He has destined you for greatness. Now the word seed implies to potential, having a potential to grow, having a potential to produce fruit. As believers in Christ, what is so amazing about the seed of greatness planted in you by God? It has the potential to become a tree, which has the potential to become a forest because of the seeds within that one tree. Yes, beloved, believers in Christ, think about the potential of all the seeds of greatness that we have in us as sons and daughters of the Heavenly King. We each have unlimited potential in us to become who God created each one of us to be. So beloved, potential that is limitless because God is eternal. There is no limit to what God can do in our lives if we let him. We should never underestimate the potential of the seeds of greatness in us. Because without God, by our side, all things are possible. God has preordained. He has destined you for greatness. You were created and born to stand out and not to fit in. In your gifting, also in your purpose, and in your destiny. Beloved, God never simply sees you as God's child, as you really are, but who you can become when you place your hand in his hand. When you place your hand in his hand, he guides you to greatness. Here in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, it says, And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Yes, beloved, You are destined and designed for greatness. You see, greatness in Christ is showing the world. Greatness in Christ is showing the world that you, what it looked like to measure greatness by his standard. In the book of Psalms 35, verse 27, it says, let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say forevermore, great is the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are destined and designed for greatness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says in the book of Psalms 35, verse 27, it says, let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say forevermore, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant. Let the word see one of us as sons and daughters of the King, and only notice the blood that we are covered in by knowing Christ. Child of God, position yourself to receive your design for greatness. You are destined and designed. Yes, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, unlocking the greatness within you. The word of God tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome now, because greatness is he that is in you and he that is in the world. The Apostle Paul writes about greatness here while he was on here, while the Apostle Paul was on the Isle of Patmos. He wrote a letter to the church that he was concerned and stood in the gap for. And that was the church at Romans. Here, Jesus is talking about greatness. Jesus is talking about, hallelujah, the weight and the sin that so easily beset those that were in attendance in that service as believers in Christ. Greatness does not come from fame or fortune. Greatness does not come from how many times Twitter followers you have. It does not stem from how much your annual supply might be. No, greatness comes from God and God alone. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about you are destined and designed for greatness at this hour in 2022.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh yeah, Jesus love me for the Bible tells me so.
Tells me so. Tells me so. Tells me so. Tells me so. Tells me so. Tells me so.
From above, baptized by his fire, anointed with his love, he loves me.
He loves
his love made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me.
He loves
me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me.
He loves
me. Just read the writing on the wall.
I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. You are destined and designed for greatness. That's what we are talking about as far as the teaching goes here tonight. We are thankful because God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. That all praise, glory, and honor belongs to him. We are grateful and thankful for the Lord allowing us to still be here in the land of living, and still be able to speak the word of God through the use of the internet. We thank God that we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, we are designed and destined for greatness. Child of God, hallelujah, unlocking the greatness within you. As the word of God let us know in the book of 1 John 4, verse 4, it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Here, my brothers and sisters, the apostle John is letting us know that because of us being born again believers of Christ, we became children of the Most High God. We became heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God. We in this world, but we're not of it. Our lives have been touched and changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17 let us know that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So life has changed. We have a new commitment now. We have committed our lives totally and complete in the hands of a powerful God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. And here it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, those that are in the world, overcome them, those that we was like them. Amen. But because of us realizing and came to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, now we are sealed with his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit of God abides in us. Because the word says that we abide in him and he abides in us. We shall ask what we will and it shall be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Here the Apostle John writes again about greatness. While he was the Apostle John, he writes about greatness here in 1 John 4:4. And beloved, we understand through the teaching thus far that God's greatness, seeds of greatness, have been placed within us, even while we were in our mother's womb. God is the one that created us, according to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. And it says he made man in his own image. So we don't achieve greatness the way that God sees greatness. We achieve greatness only by God, only by the Spirit of the Lord that's leading and directing us by his Holy Spirit. We know that what man considers a success in this life is different from what God considers as greatness. Bible says in the book of Isaiah that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. God don't think like man. We think for the here and now. God's mindset that he have given us as his children is to have eternal, think eternally on things above and not beneath. Because we know the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is intimate against the ways of God. We know that in this world, all that we accumulate will be only for temporary. So believer in Christ, when we talk about greatness, we're talking about that the way that God, according to God's standard, greatness don't come from fame or fortune. It doesn't come from how many Twitter followers we have. It doesn't stem from how much your annual salary might be. No, beloved, greatness comes from one place and only one place. It comes from Almighty God. Also be mindful of this, always, that greatness does not come from a pedigree or from sitting hours on end in the halls of education or listening to brilliant minds giving advice on how to handle our personal affairs. Again, for a reminder, greatness come from God and from God alone. Yes, beloved, all that is required to have the power of greatness within you in 2022 is to believe in God, the source of all power, to have the right connection with him, to be tied up, wrapped up, tangled up with Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, believe in Christ. Everything God does, he does it with an overabundance of quantity in mind. Here in the book of Isaiah 55, verse 10 through 12, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word, talking about God's word, be that God that goeth forth out of his mouth. It shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases, and it shall prosper in the things whereto he sendeth. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are destined and designed for greatness. As a believer in Christ, God's word is like the rain. Believe in Christ, God's word is like the rain and snow that causes the seed to germinate and spring forth into their destiny. When God's word comes to us, his truth waters our hearts and causes the seed of greatness in us to come to life. Child of God, let the seed of greatness that God placed in you bear an abundance of fruit in your life. Bible says in John 15, verse 8, wherein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. Believe in Christ. The world is in desperate need of all the good fruits that your life was designed to produce. You see, as a born-again believer of Christ, as a disciple for him, we are called to go into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who is the one that went to Calvary cross and died for us. He is the one that raised them high and that stretched them wide, shed his blood for the remission of our sin. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we consider what Jesus did for us, made a way for us, he is the way, the truth, and the life. We as followers of Christ, God has a plan for our lives. We are destined and designed for greatness. Here in the book of John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Yes, believer in Christ, you are divinely destined to be like Jesus and to do the same as he did, and even greater works than he did. When we look at the life of Jesus while he was here on planet Earth. He brought forth the gospel. He preached it. He did great works in the area where he was, him and his disciples. He could only touch the area where he was. But we as followers of Christ, we have the opportunity to do greater works than he did, because God has his people all over the place. When we look at what the word says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3 through 6, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the beloved family of God. Oh, what a blessing there will be here in the land of the living in 2022. So, child of God, think about this for a moment. God did not wait until you or I were born to figure out a destiny for you as well as for me. You see, before the earth was ever created, God predestined you to be like Jesus, and he provided everything you would ever need to fulfill that destiny that he had designed for you. Beloved, God gave you everything necessary to live a holy and blameless life before him. You see, God set aside for you all the blessings and divine power it would take for you to represent him on the earth and to bring praise and glory to him and to his name. So, child of God, your divine destiny is in waiting, because you are made for greatness. So discover the seed of greatness in you. Yes, beloved, you have the seed of greatness in you. It was placed by God in your life. Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live it, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself. So, beloved, you have the seed of greatness inside of you, and your divine destiny is waiting. It is in waiting. Remember what the word said in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, where it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Yes, we also know that Romans 8:28 says, For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are called. We are destined. And we are designed for greatness. Greatness in God's eyes. Greatness that we can be used by God in a mighty way to touch people's lives in this world that we're living in. A world that is falling apart each and every day. You see, it's full of darkness, full of sin, full of wickedness. But we, as born again believers of Christ, we ought to let our light shine that men may see the goodness of the Lord in our lives. So, child of God, you are set apart for a special purpose in life. Here in 2022, and God wants us to use the life that he has blessed us with to bless others. That is what God has destined you for greatness and designed you for greatness to be used by him. So beloved, remember, when you get a little frustrated, when you get to the point to where you want to throw in the towel, remember this, there's a dream deep down within you that is bigger than you. That is really the real you that is inside of you. Yes, you are. You are. You are a child of God. You are a blessing to those all around you. You are destined and designed for greatness. While we are here, child of God, God have deposited a gift in you. And in order to excel, you need to take the gift in you and use it for God's glory and learn to maximize it while there is still time. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the word says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, power. We know that in order to accomplish more for the Lord, we have to remember what the word said, that without me, you can't do nothing. We need God's intervention in our lives. Bible says that when we get weak, to confess that we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The word also let us know that in Isaiah 40:31, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. We thank God for building a hedge of protection around us, around our loved ones, our family, our friends, as well as our enemies here today. We know that the word says in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every mouth that comes against us in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord from this night forward, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, learn. Don't get to the point of throwing in the towel. Learn to reject rejection when it comes your way. And look at what God has blessed you with to use for his glory. Don't compare yourself to others. We are not in a competition. No, we're on our way walking in this Christian walk, putting our focus on Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, the one that is a trailblazer, the one that has ascended on high, standing in the gap, interceding for us, for every believer of Christ. So we need to stop making excuses on why we can't live for him. We have to just, our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed. That the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We must be committed to the cause, committed to the works of the Lord. So as we move forward into our greatness, that God had destined and designed for us, we must learn how to say goodbye to yesterday's tragedy and yesterday's bad. We just thank you, God, for our reading, and the teaching here tonight. We thank God for the opportunity to present it to you. We just hope and pray there was something that was said that will touch your heart and give you encouragement to go on a little bit further in the things of God, because he's able here tonight. He's able to meet our each and every need in our lives. He's able to pick us up. He's able to save us. He's able to keep us if we want to be kept. And we are grateful and thankful because God, he has destined us and designed us to obtain greatness in this life in 2022. Amen. Amen. And amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God. If for any reason you would like to get in touch with us, you can send your prayer request, or you can write us at Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 928 or Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Blessing Loose in Faith, Evangelistic Outreach Ministries. Until we meet again, have a safe, blessed evening and a great, safe, blessed weekend. We wish early Father's Day blessing to all the fathers throughout the land, which we will be celebrating, Jesus tarry, God's willing, on this Sunday. Take the time out and go visit your father, your daddy, while he's still here on planet Earth. Because once he's gone, he's gone. Honor your father and your mother on Father's Day. Have a nice, blessed weekend and an evening. Till we meet again on this Tuesday, pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Good night.